As I stated before, just a few moments ago, the text, the gospel reading as a whole, serves as the basis for our meditation this morning. I would like to repeat one verse of this text using my particular translation of this verse. But Jesus, ignoring what was being said to the synagogue official, "Stop being afraid. Only keep on believing." Jairus had to have been in a good mood at that moment in time. He had been worried sick, of course, because his daughter was sick. As he puts it, to the point of death. He knew in his heart that Jesus could prevent this, that Jesus could do something about his situation, about his daughter's situation. And so when Jesus came near, he set out to get his attention, if you will, and he managed to do that. He told Jesus about his problem, his daughter's problem, and Jesus went with him. He got him. Jesus turned from what he was doing and he started following Jairus and walking with him to his house. What a wonderful day for Jairus. His daughter was going to be made well. But then that woman threw a monkey wrench in Jairus' whole plan. Number one, she wasn't even supposed to be out in public. Not with her issue. She was unclean by the law of Moses. And yet here she was in this big crowd bothering Jairus' remedy. He didn't need any delays. He needed Jesus at once. And Jesus stopped. Because of this woman. "Who touched me?" Jesus says, and Jairus is probably thinking, "Who cares? Certainly not me. I need you at my house." Not dealing with this unclean individual who has touched you. But Jesus delayed. He had words of grace and mercy to speak to the woman, and he accomplished that. But as you heard, while he was speaking those words, one of Jairus' household members came up to him and said, "Your daughter's dead. Why bother the teacher any longer? Nothing can be done now. She's dead, and I wonder, don't you, what Jairus thought?" Darn that woman. Darn the delay. Now what? It's an interesting word that is used here. Our translations say overhearing, most of them Jesus overhearing what was said to Jairus. The word also means to ignore. You just totally ignore it. He could have cared less. And he immediately turns to Jairus, obviously knowing what Jairus is thinking, and he says to him, "Stop being afraid." Right there, that tells you what Jairus was thinking. Stop being afraid. Only keep believing as you were. And you heard the rest of the story. Jesus went with Jairus and raised his daughter from her sleep, as he put it. How typical of the Christian experience is it not? A problem arises, whatever the problem may be. And we go to Jesus and we ask him to come and do something about it. And he delays. In spite of his promise, ask and it shall be given you, no answer comes. The problem grows worse. He delays. And we begin to think all kinds of things about him, about his cold-heartedness, about his inability to keep his own promises, about his refusal to keep his own promises. And Jesus comes with but one phrase, one little sentence. Stop fearing. All I ask is that you keep on believing. Believing that I am true to my word. That I will give to those who ask. It isn't, you see, that Jesus had forgotten Jairus. It isn't that Jesus has forgotten us. He asks of us one thing, and one thing only. That we continue to believe that he is the Son of God. That we continue to believe that he has a good, eternal plan for me. That we continue to believe, in spite of what we're seeing, that this is a part of his plan. And that in some way, somehow, it is a good thing. But you see, we need to remember, as did Jairus, Jesus also has concern about that woman with the flow of blood that wouldn't stop. He has concern not only for me, but he has concern for all those in this world. And if there is a way that he can use me to help them in his plan for them, he's going to do it. And while he does, we can rest assured he is true to his promise. He will take care of us. He will watch over us. He will not forget us. He will work all things out. As the old adage goes, in his own way, in his own time. Oh, Jairus stands before us this morning as a model. A model of the Christian experience. A model which hopefully expands our vision just a little bit to include the others that Jesus also includes. And as a model to keep on believing when everything in us tells us to stop, that it's useless. Why bother him any longer? In Jairus' case, his daughter was raised from the dead. She was given back to her parents. And it was a happy household once again. For us, he will one day make all things clear. And we'll see that it was good. In the meantime, he asks only one thing. Stop being afraid. Just keep on believing. Amen.